Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, February 29th, 2024. Stand up for your country on this leap day. So there's an interesting tradition behind the leap year, which we'll tell you about in the final thought. If you want to hang tough for that, I hope you do. So it's another busy news day. We've got primarily three major stories all week working. From now on until November, the vote, it's all going to be about power in America. Who's going to get it? Going to be Trump or it's going to be the Democrats? I don't say Biden because I still think that he's going to get derailed, but, you know, that's a speculation. Once again, though, the border is now emerging as the primary issue in the campaign, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So, we've got both President Biden and former President Trump down on the border today. Brownsville, Texas is where Biden is. He's meeting with customs and, you know, all of that. He's going to have a 4:30 in the afternoon briefing. He'll blame the Republicans for not signing the immigration bill, which we've gone over 1,000 times. It wouldn't solve the problem, so why sign it? I wouldn't. And, you know, I'm looking for solutions down on that border. But that's what Biden is likely to do. Now, Trump, I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, he's going to slam Biden. We know that. He's going to be on with Hannity tonight on Fox News. I don't expect anything from either man to advance the situation. We pretty much know that Trump was a border hawk and that Biden opened the border inexplicably. I mean, a very essential question is, why'd you do that? You never answered it. I don't even know how many times it's been asked. Why'd you do that? My first question, if I interviewed Biden, what was that? Why? You think he's got an answer? He doesn't. So we came up with some interesting stats. So under Biden, 3 years plus, there have been 7.3 million encounters between foreign nationals and border agents in the South, 7.3 million. That does not count the people who got away completely. So I'm putting it at 10. I'm putting the number at 10 since Biden has been in. Under Trump, that was 2.1 encounters. So that's a startling difference. And that's what I run on if I'm Trump right there. Okay, look, when I got in and to office, this border thing got worse. And then we had COVID and all this, but I fixed it my last year, which he did, with Remain in Mexico. Keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple. And then go into the consequences of Biden's actions. What is Biden going to do? I mean, I was on Cuomo last night on News Nation. We are on there Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, and we're with Leland Vittert, ex-Fox News guy, on Monday at 7. And here's what I said to Cuomo. Go. And the Democrat, the people who really are smart running the Democratic Party know it. They're becoming more and more desperate. They can't justify sanctuary cities any longer, as you pointed out. And that was good reporting, Cuomo, by the way. And so they got to throw Joe Biden down to the border tomorrow, a place he doesn't want to be. What is he going to do down there?
Right.
Go, I'm sorry I screwed up for 3 years. You know, what is he possibly going to say? Yeah, what he's going to say is Republicans' fault, Trump's fault, whatever. Absurd. It's absurd. But that's the game. You know, they both political parties, both of them, count on dumb Americans to vote for them. That's a true statement. They throw out all propaganda all the time and hope that the dumb people who know nothing will go, oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. All the Republicans want to ban abortion. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, it's Trump's fault at the border. Oh, no, inflation isn't bad. No, that's right. You know, that's what they hope. Just convince the people who don't know anything and we can win. And both do it, but the Democrats do it more at this point in history anyway. Okay. I didn't get a lot of pushback from Cuomo on that, by the way, so you know. He likes the Senate border bill. I don't. And that's a disagreement. It's all it's a legitimate disagreement. He thinks it's going to help, and I don't. I'm right, but what are you going to do? So anyway, Biden is desperate. The Democratic Party is desperate. They know that the American people have now turned away from President Biden. And part of it's his age. Part of it's his incompetence. Part of it's their circumstance. And we're paying so much more for food and insurance premiums. Those are really killers. So there really isn't any enthusiasm for Biden at all. The Democrats know he can't debate, can't put him up for a debate. All right. They know that any day he could say anything insane, he could fall down, he could die. I mean, that's where Joe Biden is in his station of life. So they're desperate. And that's why he is down there. Last thing, just the border encounters alone under Biden cost the United States taxpayer $150 billion a year, half a trillion so far, anyway, just to supervise all of this madness that Biden himself caused. Now, I know that voters and everybody, it's not real to them, but it will be. It will be. It's coming. That's a memo. Okay, so Joe Biden's son, Hunter, testified for 7 hours. In front of the House Oversight Committee, the House Judiciary Committee. We have three things that he said. But first of all, I wrote a message of the day, and everybody can access that every morning. You don't have to be a member of anything. And on the message of the day, I made fun of Joe Biden saying he didn't know anything about his son's circumstance, business circumstance. It's impossible. It's impossible that your son and your brother would be amassing tens of millions of dollars and you don't know anything about it. It's just, it's inconceivable. I got kids. Most of you have kids, grandkids. You know, okay? And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't know. So you want to believe it, go ahead. But it's a funny column, a funny message of the day, and it's there. So the three things that we took out of this were that Hunter Biden explains that his father really wasn't with him when he threatened the Chinese CEFC guy. That's a Chinese energy company. You better send me a lot of money because my father's here and he'll get you, or whatever it was. And his father wasn't there. And Hunter says he might have been drunk or high at the time that he put that on a WhatsApp message. Yeah, you probably were, because you were drunk or high all the time. And now he's embarrassed that he sent the message, but his father definitely wasn't there. Who knows? Okay, who knows what he was there or not. Then in the fifth grade, we all blamed someone else when we got into trouble because they did something worse. Well, Hunter Biden is emotionally in the fifth grade. So he goes, Jared Kushner, that is Donald Trump's son-in-law, married to Ivanka Trump. So Kushner has a investment firm, and he's had it for a long, long time. So you give Jared Kushner money in the American investment firm, not a creative name, and Jared Kushner and his people invest your money for you, and you get a monthly statement. So the Saudis gave Jared Kushner, who they like, because Kushner's been nice to the Saudis, $2 billion to invest. It's a pretty big deposit. But there's nothing illegal about that. There's nothing untoward about it, right? Jared Kushner has had an investment firm for years. Now, I don't want to be in a position of being Jared Kushner's defender or the Trump family's defender. That's not my job here. But it was so absurd that Hunter Biden, oh, look at me, you're after me. What about Jared Kushner? Well, what about him? He's running an investment firm. The Saudis like him. They gave him $2 billion. That's not illegal. Now, did he trade on his father's in-law's name? Maybe. But it's different from what you did because you didn't provide any services for these people at all. What'd you do? Nobody knows. You don't know. You were stoned or drunk. Okay. And the third one was that, let's see. And this is key, that his father didn't do anything, didn't know anything, never discussed it. Okay. People believe what they want to believe. You want to believe that? Go ahead. Now, James Comer, the House Oversight Committee chair, wants it to be public now. He wants to bring Hunter Biden back to publicly ask him questions so they can match up what he said in his deposition privately. But Abby Lowell, Biden's attorney, said, we don't think so. So they'd probably have to subpoena him all over again. We don't know whether that's going to work or anything like that.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. All right, here is the most important story as far as you're concerned of the day. So Donald Trump made mistakes after he was defeated in 2020. Now, if you don't want to believe that, you don't have to believe it, because Trump didn't believe that he lost. He sincerely did not believe that he lost. And to this day, millions of Americans don't believe Trump legitimately lost. They think the election was a fraud. That opinion is fine under the Constitution, but it is an opinion. Now, because Trump wanted to believe that, okay, he wanted to believe it, he took actions to try to stem the election, like this elector, you know, parallel elector thing. He had a big rally on January 6th where he gave a speech. In the speech, he said peaceful, obviously on the record. On January 5th, he alerted the Pentagon on the record. We have all that. That's called exculpatory evidence. Doesn't matter. The Justice Department charged Trump criminally with trying to divert the election, subvert the election. Okay? So that's in play. Trump lawyers went to federal court and said, hey, you can't charge a sitting president with a crime for what he does in office. Now, if you shot your wife, that's a criminal act. But what Trump did was a political act. You see the difference? So if Trump in the White House or any president committed a criminal act, then you don't have immunity. But if it's under political, which this clearly was, okay, the vote certification, then he has immunity according to the Constitution. And that is the case the Supreme Court said yesterday. We will hear that case. Are you all clear on that? If you're not, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. But that's about as clear as I can make it. The Supreme Court's going to hear the case, and the opening arguments start at the end of April. That means that the decision will come at the end of June, most likely, backing up, because the special counsel, the Justice Department, can't do anything. Now, stop dead until the Supreme Court rules. And I figured out that's one of the reasons the Supreme Court hasn't ruled about the ballot in Colorado and in Maine and now in Illinois, because as long as the Supreme Court is deliberating on that question, they can't take Trump's name off the ballot. And I think that's what's going to happen, because the Supreme Court would have ruled already on it if they were going to, I think. Oh, but they might drop it tomorrow. Anyway, the Supreme Court taking that case makes it almost impossible for the federal government to try it before the election. Okay, because the Trump lawyers can delay, delay, delay until after the election. And that's what Trump wanted. So, of course, NBC News, the leading, they are the most left network company, and they are allied with the Democratic Party more than ABC and CBS. And both ABC and CBS are allied with them, but not as much as NBC. So here's what one of their commentators said. Go.
Today, the right-wing dominated Supreme Court gave Donald Trump a gift, the biggest possible gift anyone could give him, the biggest possible gift they have given him yet. Remember, Donald Trump, of course, participated in a violent coup to overthrow democracy.
Yeah, okay, sure. Now, that guy, he'll never give you an honest take about anything. He's intellectually, in my opinion, dishonest. And he always has been. There's never been a deviation from his presentation. Nobody watches him. Nobody's ever watched him. I killed him like 6-7-1 when I was up against him at Fox. But that's the line, that Trump participated in a violent coup, that he incited violence. Well, he hasn't been charged with any of that. He hasn't been charged with insurrection, but that guy knows. NBC knows. They know what happened. But the fury now of the networks, the three networks, where do you see the Sunday shows? I know you don't watch them, but I'll have the clips on Monday. They're just furious because they know this is a huge, huge victory for Donald Trump. We will move ahead now. I mentioned Illinois, some crazy left-wing judge in Cook County, that Chicago, Tracy Porter, said Trump can't be on the ballot. Okay, fine. We understand, lady, what you're doing. You want to get attention. And by the way, Judge Porter was in charge of parking tickets until recently. That's what she'd be doing. Romney. So Mitt Romney, up there with Liz Cheney, both of them hate Trump. It's like dripping. Here's what Romney said. Go.
Would you vote for Donald Trump over Joe Biden?
No, okay. Absolutely not. I mean, for me, there are two factors in deciding who I want to have as the leader of my country and the person who is the example of the president for my kids and my grandkids. One is their position and policies. And on foreign policy, I'm not aligned with Donald Trump, at least as I understand his policy. On domestic policy, yeah, I align with many of his domestic policies. But there's another dimension besides policy, and that's character.
Okay, so Romney, because he personally hates Trump, is putting that personal hatred above the welfare of his country. Yeah, I mean, you pull a lever for Joe Biden. Look, we went over this, okay? So Romney, I don't know. I know Romney. I'm surprised. Don't vote for anybody. But don't say you're going to vote for Biden. My God. RFK Jr., he's not on the ballot in most states. All right, so we checked this. This comes from his PAC, American Values. He's on the ballot in Utah, New Hampshire, Hawaii, Georgia, and Arizona. That's it. Five states. And he's working Michigan, South Carolina, Maryland, California, West Virginia, Indiana, Texas, Illinois, New York, and Massachusetts. You got to get, in Michigan, for example, he needs 30,000 signatures. He's got 23,000. So is he going to make it on the ballot? I don't think he's going to get all 50 states for his third party run. Illegal immigration now. We got a 2-year-old killed. And some gang guy, Nilsen Granados, 25, doper, in the country illegally, is charged. So this was in Virginia. And this baby, 2-year-old baby, got caught in a crossfire over a drug deal. This guy, Granados, had been arrested before. He was apparently in deportation proceedings. What the deuce was he doing out on the street? What? This is what I mean. You don't vote for an immigration bill that doesn't solve this. You don't. Any immigration bill's got to have this in it. You're arrested. That's it. You don't get out on anything. You're detained. Whether it's a DUI, a domestic, a dope thing, you don't get out. You're in a country illegally. You're arrested for a crime. You're detained. That's in the bill. Not in the bill. I'm not voting for it.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Lincoln Riley, Georgia, funeral tomorrow, 2 p.m., Woodstock City Church. And our condolences, of course, to her family and friends. Horrible. And Athens, where the university is and where she was killed, sanctuary city. And Joe Biden hasn't called a family. That's a disgrace. Romney? Yeah? No call to the family? Okay. Democracy across the world. Pew Research Center, one-year study. 31,000 people, 24 countries. USA, 75% of us say democracy is good, 23% bad. I guess 2% don't know what it is. So 23% of the American population thinks democracy is bad. They want totalitarianism. Keep that in mind, because that's an important factor. That's growing. They don't want it. Mostly on the left. You know, you got the Nazis on the right, but most of this is on the left. Other countries who democracy is declining in: Sweden, Kenya, Canada, UK, Nigeria. Those countries are losing popularity in democracy. Three countries going up, only three out of the 24 are going up: Brazil, Poland, and Mexico. Keep in mind, 23% of Americans, I believe that, don't want democracy. All right, you want to be rich? Be honest. Would you like to be wealthy? All right, here's what you need in the USA to be wealthy. You need $5.8 million in assets, net worth, to be in the 1% wealthiest people in the country. $5.8 million. That's what you need. That counts houses, art, collectibles, bank accounts, whatever. Switzerland, you need $8.5 million because cost of living is so much higher over there. Monaco, that's Monte Carlo between Italy and France, beautiful place. You need $13 million to be in a 1% over there. Australia, 4.7. Ireland, 4.3. Italy, 2.5. England, 3.1. So if your assets are more than that, you're in the wealthiest 1%. Smart Life. Here are the best places in the USA to raise a family, according to studyfinds.com. Don't know what that is, can't vouch for it. Here it is. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Plano, Texas. Irvine, California. Overland Park, Kansas. Columbia, Maryland. Arlington, Virginia. Naperville, Illinois. Ann Arbor, nice town, very liberal. University of Michigan's there. Plano, Texas, I lived in Richardson, the town adjacent to Plano, and they have great schools in Plano, low crime rate, nice place. Irvine, California, Orange County, same thing. Got to have a lot of money to live in Irvine. Good schools, calm, beach, okay, but you're in California. Overland Park, Kansas, suburb of Kansas City, good schools. Same thing with Columbia, Maryland. Arlington, Virginia, right near the district, best school district. Affordable housing there. And Naperville is a suburb of Chicago. So I can't vouch for the best places, but that's what the study says. So we were celebrating Black History Month but I didn't do it on the air. And when I mean we were celebrating, I did a lot of research. And I put a lot of the research in it in confronting the presidents about Black history. Because that had a profound effect on our presidents. So I wanted to get somebody in, talk about Black History Month. And then the president of ABC News, an African-American woman, called Trump a racist. So then I said, hey, get Jason Whitlock in here. And we talked to him last night. Go. In your life, what event or events on the Black history front do you feel were most important for you?
The most important Black history moment for me is my mother and father and their commitment to me and my brother. And my parents divorced when I was about 5 years old. My brother was about eight. But both of my parents stayed very involved in our lives. We lived with my mom for most of my childhood. And then my senior year of high school, I went to live with my dad. And so the history that I'm most thankful for is that I had two parents that committed to investing and in developing me and disciplining me and holding me accountable. Black history to me isn't reduced to a color. I'm thankful to the founding fathers for writing a Declaration of Independence and a U.S. Constitution that led to the inevitable demise of slavery. And so, and then all the people from Frederick Douglass to Richard Allen to all the abolitionists to Abraham Lincoln, all the people that ended slavery and made America live up to the words promised in the Declaration of Independence and in the U.S. Constitution, that's what I think about when I think about Black history. I think about what an incredible journey and what an incredible role those founding documents and the people, Black and white, who made this country live up to the words in that founding document.
So,
Amazing.
So you don't resent the fact that in the initial Constitution in 1776, the founders didn't abolish slavery then. You don't resent that.
I don't resent it. You know, it's a pie in the sky, or it's a fantasy that the country could have even gotten off the ground if that had been placed in the original U.S. Constitution.
That's
true.
There
would be no United States of America.
Yeah, absolutely true.
I think Thomas Jefferson and those guys were visionary enough to know that slavery globally and at home was going to have to die a slower death rather than an instant death.
You're giving Jefferson,
the country was going to get off the ground.
You're giving Jefferson too much credit. And I'll, in my upcoming book, Confronting the Presidents, I'll explain his mindset. But you're absolutely 100% correct when you say there would not have been a United States because the Southern colonies would never have signed on if that had been, the abolition of slavery had been in the original Constitution. Never in a million years. Now, I want to get one thing in the news here. So on February 23rd, Donald Trump, as he is wont to do, was telling his people in a rally about the persecution directed at him. All right. He's very angry about it, and he makes it a central part of his presentation. Roll the tape.
We've all seen the mugshot. And you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The Black population. It's incredible. You see Black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts and they sell them for $19 a piece. It's pretty amazing.
So Trump's point was that Black people have been historically unfairly treated in the criminal justice system, so they identify with what's happening to him, his point of view, his opinion. The president of ABC News, a woman of color, Kimberly Goodwin, writes a memo to all the ABC employees. I'm going to quote it. No matter what one's politics, the fact that a person running for president of the United States made these remarks, but also to a public crowd with so many Black people present, and that they stand with him, is mind-blowing, shocking. These remarks are as racist as they come, unquote, president of ABC News, Kimberly Goodwin. What's your reaction to that?
You can't argue that George Floyd represents all of Black America, and his pain and his suffering represents all of Black America. We need to make statues because George Floyd is so important to Black people. Well, George Floyd was a career criminal. There's just no way around that. He was high on drugs when he died. He was in the process of trying to pass counterfeit $20 bills. He was resisting police. If you as a Black person and the left can argue that George Floyd is representative of Black people's struggle and cry for justice, how can you argue that? And then when Trump says, well, dang, man, I'm being persecuted by the criminal justice system and Black people are relating to it. He's just doing the exact same thing that you're doing. And so she's a hypocrite. She's a phony.
You didn't think there was anything racist about what Trump said?
No.
Okay. Because I didn't, I didn't either. I looked at it five times and I go, I'm not seeing what's racist here, but I'm not a person of color and I'm not really qualified to speak for them.
Yes, you are.
Well, maybe
yes,
so, but
are.
I don't like to do that.
Yes, you are.
I don't, because your experience and my experience are different. But what really troubled me, here's what really troubled me, is the president of ABC News saying that they can't cover Trump fairly. She called him a racist.
It's a gimmick, and they need to cut it out. And people need, Bill, I got to say this, and because it's been part of my messaging for 2024. White people got to man up and quit apologizing for being white and quit playing the left's game of, oh, I can't talk about this because I don't have your experience. These different shades of color don't make us have different experiences. I know some poor white people that grew up poor just like I did. They faced unfairness. They had obstacles they had to overcome. Their parents divorced or were never married or any of that. People have far more in common than they do apart.
All right, Jason, good. We covered what I wanted to cover. Thank you for helping us out, as always. I'm glad you're doing well. You can catch Jason on The Blaze with Beck and all the crew. And we'll talk to you again soon, I hope. Thank you. All right, once again, thank you to Jason. You can get him on The Blaze. This day in history, February 29th, 1936, President Roosevelt signed the Neutrality Act. Very controversial. Now, what did it say? It said that the United States is not going to send weapons or anything that could be used in war to the belligerents fighting in Europe or in Asia. Neutrality Act. We were neutral. Now, this is Hitler. This is Tojo. And ultimately, we had to fight them. But in 1936, 88 years ago, FDR said, no, not getting involved. Why did he do that? Because most Americans didn't want it after World War I. And the surveys from Gallup, 72% of Americans believe the USA should turn away Jewish refugees who got out. 72%. 54% said the persecution of Jews in Europe, partly their own fault. And you had big names. You had Charles Lindbergh, the aviator. You had Joseph Kennedy, the ambassador to the Court of St. James in London. Yeah, big names that were kind of sympathizing with Germany. So, and that all ended, of course, in 1941 when we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. The best sources there, if you are interested in that, are Killing Patton and Killing the Rising Sun. So if people ask me, well, what order should I? If you want to know about World War II, these are the books. You don't have to read any other books. This is it. I would read Patton first and Rising Sun second, because Rising Sun goes into the 1950s, the development of bomb, Oppenheimer, all of that stuff. So there you go. All right, Mal, and a final thought on leap year coming your way. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's go to the mail. Tom Spurlock, Yorba Linda, California. Bill, I disagree with your analysis. Biden and his puppeteers care greatly about the migrants coming to the U.S. This assures the Democratic vote domination in the years to come as illegal immigrants will vote Democrat. Okay. So you're disagreeing when I say President Biden does not care about controlling the open border. You know that's true, Tom. He doesn't care about controlling it. That was what I said. He doesn't care. Lake and Riley, he doesn't care. It's 100% correct what I said. Okay. So you can't disagree with that. Your continuum is there's a reason that the open border, and that's down the road votes. Yeah, it's logical, but you can't prove it. Brian Bunnell, Beaver Creek, Ohio. It doesn't make sense that Biden's old and feeble, and you can't be prosecuted for the documents, but he's still okay to run the country. Of course it doesn't make it. It's all politics. Look, they could have indicted Biden on the document thing, just like they could have indicted Hillary Clinton on the personal email thing. They didn't want to do it. That's it. Mark Hafner, Westlake Village, California. Federal law trumps state law. How do states pass laws that conflict with federal law? Well, you could pass anything you want. For example, Oregon passes a law that says hard drugs possession is okay. Now they're trying to rescind the law because it's caused so much damage to the state. But they passed it. If you are a DEA agent in Portland, Oregon, and you're making a case on heroin, the state of Oregon can't stop you. You can arrest those people and cart them off and indict them in federal court. And the state can't do anything about it. That's the power of federal law over state law. Carl Jamet, Wallingford, Vermont. Bill, you rightly hold Biden accountable for the death of Lake and Riley. Doesn't Mitch McConnell also have blood on his hands for rejecting Kate's law several years ago? That would have saved Lakin's life. No, it wouldn't have. Because the guy who killed Lake and Riley, wasn't deported and came back. He just waltzed on in. Nobody stopped them. They let them go unsupervised. Kate's law would have said, you're deported. You're a foreign national and deported. You come back, 5 years minimum. First offense, 10 years second offense. Now, is there blood on McConnell's hands for killing that Bill? You could make a case for it. You could. Absolutely. Because her deportations, it's a joke now. It is a joke. Thank you, Mitch. See you later. And a lot of people wrote to me about, well, he did good in the Supreme Court and he did this, he did that. Okay. Okay. But I don't believe he was looking out for you or me. I don't believe that for one second. It's all about power with him. Carol, concierge, remember Mitch McConnell's legacy will be that he participated in establishing the largest debt in American history. Consider he entered the Senate as a fiscal conservative. Shame on him. Go along, go along, go along. Dennis Crist, Walla Walla, Washington. Democrats are talking about abortion this year. I was under the impression the Supreme Court have settled that. No, they didn't settle it. They just kicked it back to the states. So the Democrat propaganda is that all Republicans want to ban abortion. That's what you're going to hear. That's not true. But the states now are in charge of how long a pregnancy is viable. And once it's viable, you can't abort it. You can't abort the fetus. Each state makes its determination. Here in New York, you could kill a fetus right up to birth, 10 minutes before. Nobody gonna do anything to it. California, Illinois, Massachusetts. Gary Allred, Dyke, Virginia. Have you given thought to writing a book chronicling your career in journalism? It would be compelling. Well, thank you, Gary. 50 years next January, I'll be in the journalism business, 50 years. And I'm not counting my stint at Boston U on the Daily Free Press, where I did pretty good journalism. I don't know. If I did write a book like that, I would have to burn a lot of people. I mean, burn them. So I don't know if I want to do that, but I'm thinking about it. Okay, BillO'Reilly.com shop. Confronting the president's hot. We got about 5,000 advance orders now just on BillO'Reilly.com alone. And I know they have thousands on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. Hot book. Okay. We do not charge you when you order on BillO'Reilly.com until we ship. September 10th is the pub date. We will get the book to you in August. Okay. If you advance, if you buy from us in an advance situation. Crazy Horse, another good killing book. Killing Crazy Horse, very reasonably priced at $12.95. So if you want some good spring break reading, get the killing books. Crazy Horse, a really good buy. Word of the day, no vexation. V-E-X-A-T-I-O-N. No vexation. When writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Back with Leap Day. Okay, so you may know this. I hope you do. 2024 is a leap year. Today is February 29th. We usually only have 28 days in February. So what is this leap thing? When I was a kid, my mother and father would tease each other on the leap years by saying, oh, no, this is the year that women can ask men to marry them in a non-traditional way. And there's something to that. Okay. So here is the story. This is an old Irish legend. Dates back to the 5th century. St. Brigid is said to have negotiated with St. Patrick, and both were living in monasteries, to allow women to propose to men every 4 years in the leap year situation. Nobody knows what St. Patrick said. Okay, did he buy into it? I'm not sure. But that's where it came from. Came from Ireland. Now, leap year in America, that's not a big deal. Comes from the Roman calendar. I don't want to get into the Roman calendar and all of that. Your head will blow off. But, you know, you don't hear a lot of people going about leap year. But if any of you ladies have proposed to men on leap day or in a leap year, let me know. I would be very curious to see if you were part of that tradition. Okay. So thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We got a new column on Sunday, probably right about Super Tuesday or maybe Hunter. I don't know. I don't want to be too repetitive on Hunter, but column coming up Sunday morning. And next week is going to be a very, very lively week. Okay? And we want you to have a great weekend. Relax. We'll see you on Monday.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.